Data that has been collected can tell a story. Boards of directors may see some of this data, but as a best practice, the health center team would collect the data and then provide a summary to the board. In this example, this data provides the story of a community. This particular community has individuals that are unable to see a doctor due to cost in the past 12 months. The data also tells us that those of the Hispanic or Latino community have greater difficulty due to cost in seeing a doctor. The data also suggests that those with the median income between $15,000 and $25,000 will not seek medical care due to cost. How would this data benefit a health center? First, an essential part of the health center program is ensuring that all have access to care regardless of cost. This is described in the sliding fee discount program chapter in the HRSA compliance manual. The health center staff may provide the board with this information to discuss whether the sliding fee program is a barrier to care for patients. An evaluation of the sliding fee discount program must be completed to ensure that cost isn't a barrier. So this data may be part of a bigger story to ensure that anyone can receive care regardless of income. Second, the board may also want to look at this data when approving the annual budget. If language is a barrier to care, the health center team may make recommendations to add translation services or add bilingual staff to the overall operational budget. Receiving medical care in an individual's native tongue could make a return visit more likely. You know, you may wish to take a moment to reflect on what else this data may tell you that would benefit the health center. We hope this recorded webinar was helpful. As you reflect on the content, we leave you with some takeaways and questions to ask yourself as a board member. Remember, there is no right or wrong way to develop a needs assessment. Make sure that the health center uses the compliance manual and site visit protocol as a guide for the must-haves in a needs assessment. And finally, ask yourself, is my health center reviewing or updating the needs assessment once every 3 years? And how is the board I serve on using this data in order to make decisions or for strategic planning and for approving policies?